preach and teach the word of God.
Savior. He recognizes your identity in Christ.
Yeah.
And the devil wants to wreck your relationship with God. He doesn't want you to be rooted in your relationship with God. He wants to wreck your identity in Christ, because it will surely wreck your relationship with Christ. That's why the Bible says you have to learn how to eat the meat of the word. You can't grow on light stuff, church, all your life. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. You know that. The Lord is my light and my salvation. You know that. But you got to be able to say through your spirit, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. You got to be able to say, church, I know my Redeemer liveth. You got to be able to say, I have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt me. Church, we have to learn to eat the meat of the word. So the man looked at Jesus' disciples. He thought they had something, but they did not have what he needed. What I asked him to do was help, and they failed. You see, the disciples didn't have the power. Their lack of faith and power was on full display. No power causes embarrassment and shame. No power causes the world to question our faith and our belief. No power causes the questioning of God and his ability to deliver. So the man looked at Jesus. He thought that they had something, but they did not have what he needed. And then Jesus says, O faithless generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long should I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. The boy comes and goes into convulsions, and he rolls around on the floor and he foams at the mouth. And so Jesus asked the boy's father a question. How long has he been like this? And the father says he's been like this since childhood. Then the father says to Jesus, if you look at verse 22, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now, this is the father saying to Jesus, if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. Does he know who he is talking to? That's the man that spoke to the winds and the waves and said, peace, be still, and they obeyed. And you are looking at Jesus and you are saying, if you can do anything. That's the man that went to a graveyard where somebody was dead for four long days. And he called them from the dead and made him come back to life. And you saying to him, if he can do anything. That's the man that had a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Touched his body and he turns around and says, somebody touch me. And then he said, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. And you saying to Jesus, if you can do anything, that's the man that called 10 lepers and told them to go show themselves to the priest. And as they were going, the Bible said that they were healed. And you are saying to Jesus, if you can do anything, that's the man that had two fish and five loaves of bread and 5,000. And you are saying, if you can do anything. Well, church, we're up in here singing Zion songs, and then we turn around and say, if the Lord will. We are sick in our bodies, and we say, if the Lord heals me. You don't have a job, and you say, if the Lord makes a way for me to get high. What's wrong with us, church? My brothers and my sisters, the devil wants you to say, if God brings me out, if God heals me. If God turns me around. You see, that boy's father had an iffy faith. If you can do anything. But see, we don't have an iffy faith because we are people of faith. And people of faith don't think like that. We don't have empty faith. We don't have iffy prayers. The people of faith don't question the certainty of Jesus. We never say, if God gonna do it. We have been walking with God long enough to know that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask according to the power that's in you. While I'm waiting on the Lord, I'm going to praise his name. I'm going to shout it out to the world. I'm going to do my yes, whatever it takes, up in here and dance. Anybody in here have a hallelujah praise for the Lord? Give God your best praise. The highest praise is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, sometimes it takes all of that. Even if you're hurting in your knees, you still manage to pick up your feet and put them down and give him your best praise with your hurting knees. Give him your best praise with your hurting back. Give him your best praise with your hurting shoulder. Give him the highest praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. We don't have an empty, iffy kind of faith, church. We don't have an empty kind of faith. We are a people of faith. And so Jesus says to the Father, all things are possible to him that believeth. And the Father, the Bible says, the Father cried out with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. How many times in here this morning, how many in here this morning knows that God specializes in things that seems impossible? And he will do what no other power but holy power can do. My brothers and my sisters, we have to believe that Jesus can and that Jesus will. The devil doesn't come in your life to challenge what you're doing. He comes in your life to challenge who you are becoming. We are living in some evil days. And the devil knows who's who. And the devil knows whether you have it and whether you don't have it. You can fake it all you want. You can mimic it all you want. You can go through the motions all you want. But the devil knows when he has rubbed up against the wrong person. He knows when he has picked on the wrong person. Because one Friday evening, on a hill called Golgotha, he picked on the wrong person. They hung him high, and they scratched him wide. And they whipped him all night long, and the blood came streaming down. The Bible tells me that Jesus died on that old rugged cross. Didn't he die, church? He died on that old rugged cross. And they buried him in Joseph's borrowed tomb. The Bible tells me that he stayed there 3 long days. But on the third day, church, on the third day, but on the third day, church, he rose. He rose with all power. He rose with all power in heaven, in earth, in his hand. We thank God today for his holy and divine word. Lord, we thank you for your word today. You say that your word will go forward and won't return into your void. So, Father God, we receive your word in our heart, Father God. We thank you for reminding us, Lord, that nothing is too hard for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your holy and divine word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Do, 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 do